by the time I got done with it, it looked stock, you know. It looked like a stock transformer that was designed to be a single-phase piece of iron. And with a bridge around it, that transformer delivered 4,000 volts. So that's what Wayne ran on the Chippo. It was 4,000 volts and drove it with a Kimtronized Dixie 60. At least it had the Henry Yellar mods to it. It was quite effective. He was going to build a modulator, and he pretty well stripped down a heap shit Warrior. And was going to stick with the 4811s and push-pull parallel on a big piece of mod iron, which I have. And use that to plate modulate the Warrior with 2kV on it. Now, looking at the plate spacing of the plate tuning condenser, that's probably about the max that it would handle, would be about 2,000 volts. That would have been an interesting transmitter. I remember Wayne had the 6-foot rack that he put it all in, and he matched the paint, had a friend that had an auto body shop, and painted it heap shit green. So it had that shiny luster, fungus green color that the Indian line was known for. And Wayne just bailed out a ham radio, and I guess he's living in Florida, and just disappeared, dropped off the face of the planet. Anyway, Alan, when you were talking about demonstration SBE, I thought of a particular type of tube that I have a few of that might make a very good low power, like maybe a 25-watt SBE. A tube known as an HY-75. A Hytron tube, octal-based. About the height of a 5881 squatty, cylindrical and slim, ceramic octal base with a graphite plate that just looked like a little cylinder, fluorated tungsten filament. And those tubes were specifically designed, they were pre-war, that is WW2, the big one. And they were a tube specifically designed for VHF SBE service. Because that's what a lot of people ran. Before there was a 6-meter band and a 2-meter band, that used to be 5 meters and 2.5 meters. The 2.5 meter band is where the now aeronautical band is. So that's what they had, was like a line oscillator thing. In fact, I just pulled a 1951 edition of the Radio Amateur's Handbook, and I think the HY-75 is listed in there, and I'm curious to see what its amplification factor is.